Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Friday, November the 16th. Yes, it's live. Unfortunately, yesterday we had a little electronic glitch, if you will. And so yesterday's show was a recorded show, which is rather unfortunate, because that was the same day that the FBI and the Secret Service raided the folks down in Evansville with the Liberty Dollar. For whatever strange reason, I got numerous phone calls and emails. And we will get into the Liberty Dollar. And just as I got into the story with the veterans on Veterans Day, or Armistice Day, I'm not politically correct, and what I may say may offend some of you, but I do it based on the fact that you need to understand the facts of life in certain issues. So we'll deal with that in a little, but first let's deal with what went on Wall Street today. It was another one of those days. Dow was in negative territory, then it went into positive territory, then it went back into negative territory, and traders just got out saying, let's just buy something and go home. Dow closing up 66 points on the day to end the day at 13,176. S&P looks like was up 7.5 points at 1,458. The NASDAQ up 18 points at 2,637. According to the AP, Wall Street ended a volatile week with a late-day comeback after investors set aside some concerns about the banking sector and the health of the overall economy. They completely discounted a number of stories that came out today. One of the reports was called the Tech Report. Now, this week has been an amazing week. As we speak, Mr. Paulsens in Cape Town, South Africa, G7 ministers are meeting to discuss, obviously, the terrible circumstances of the U.S. dollar. Well, in order to placate the G7, they had to do something to resurrect the dollar this week, and try as they may, they did everything in light of China saying they're dumping dollars, and then the Saudis saying they're going to change from a dollar-denominated oil apparel fix. So there was all kinds of stuff, and we'll figure it all out and bring you the metals prices afterwards.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Friday as we go over the week's events, which were amazing. A lot of it had to do with the dollar, and a number of blows were exacted, first by a Chinese official, apparently, who said that China was going to obviously look at other avenues for its trillion-dollar surplus. Once again, that story caused some anxiety until someone came out and said, well, it's not really an official from the Chinese government. It was just some broker guy who made the comment. That was followed soon after by a statement by the Saudis saying that they were thinking of moving to a basket of currencies and away from pegging oil to the dollar. That caused a little uncomfortableness with Mr. Paulson as he was heading to the G7 meeting. And so you had these conflicts going on all week, and then throw in the Federal Reserve, and what are they going to do about interest rates? And the interesting thing to note is today, especially, because everybody on Wall Street has already baked in another Fed rate cut, which kind of belies the argument that the U.S. stands by a strong dollar policy. Well, Fed Governor Krosner today stated in a speech to international bankers in New York that the current stance of monetary policy should help the economy get through the rough patch during the next year, with growth then likely to return to its longer-run sustainable rate. Now, this was taken by many to say that the Fed may now not cut interest rates. Well, that caused gold, which was pretty much in the plus columns for most of the day, was up about $7 or $8, to close down 30 cents to end the day at $786.90. Silver ended up plus side by a penny at $14.53. Platinum up $18 at $1,451. Palladium or 5 at $368. Gold was rising with crude oil rising. We have tensions in the Middle East. Oil closed up $1.67 at $95, 10 cents a barrel for the week. The U.S. dollar was, the U.S. dollar was in the plus side for most of the day. In the last half hour of trading, U.S. dollar index falling 23 basis points to end the week at 75.84. But what was anticipated today by many, based on the Chinese, whoever it was, made the statements. It's not exactly sure. We can't keep track of who it was. But anyway, it's interesting that the Chinese government would make a statement about what it was going to do with its surplus dollars the same week when the Tick report comes out, which is an unfortunate name. It's a report that they issue every quarter. It's called the Treasury International Capital Flows Data, and they just give it the little acronym TIC report. And it's amusing to read the various analysts being quoted by the wire service, many of these commentary writers in regards to this TIC report. Which came out, and the data that came out today was for the month of September. Now, some were spinning the report as being a positive. This caused the dollar, naturally, to rise in value during the trading day. They said this was positive because it showed a net inflow. You understand, the United States needs $2 billion a day just to pay the interest on the debt. So inflows are important. If flows start going the other way, well, it's not good. Now, the problem for these spinmeisters who are doing nothing but talk in their book anyway is that while the long-term flows indeed were positive, they were still insufficient to fund the negative trade balance for the second consecutive month. If one takes even the broader measure, that Treasury releases, which include short-term securities as well as long-term ones, the capital flow data showed a net outflow for the second month in a row. Now, this is hardly what one would say is positive, as some of these, and you know who these people are, they're all on CNBC, the Bartiromos of the world, and well, the whole gang at CNBC. The truth is that even after the debacle in August, which was when we saw the first signs of a fallout from this subprime debacle, foreign appetite for U.S. securities is not exactly on a screaming rebound. Given the meager performance of the U.S. stock market this month, one can suspect we will soon see net foreign selling of U.S. stocks before long in these reports. Now, keep in mind that foreigners are observing the dollar falling through the floor and are not going to be in any huge haste to send their money over here as a result. Now, the only people that are putting a positive, and there were this morning, numerous reports now. Well, you know, it's a consumer that's going to save the economy. Well, guess what? The American consumer apparently has been short-shifted now because we've got new people coming to the rescue, which aren't American consumers, they're foreign consumers. And if you believe CNBC, they are flying boatloads of Europeans to America, especially to the malls in New York City and the Mall of America in Minneapolis, because these consumers see great bargains in America. Well, obviously, because the dollar is so cheap now as opposed to what it was. Now, are we supposed to believe now that foreign consumers are going to save the economy? Because the American consumer ain't going to save the economy. American consumer's already got his hands in his pockets. Look here in the exclusive white enclaves of Scottsdale, Arizona. The cheap gasoline today stuck its head over $3, currently selling at $3.05. They are seeing rising energy costs. They're seeing rising food prices. Food prices, year to date, up 30%. It's taking away from that disposable income. And need I bring up the falling real estate prices? So that piggy bank, that ATM called home equity, is no longer there. Now, I'm not trying to paint doom and gloom here. I'm just giving you the reality of life. Look at, and how do I know consumers are putting their hands in their pockets? Well, first of all, FedEx stock got hammered today. Why did FedEx stock get hammered today? Well, FedEx said rising fuel costs have obviously been a reason, together with people aren't shipping as many packages as they used to. Well, that's a sign that people are putting their hands in their pockets. Another sign people are putting their hands in their pockets is they're not going out and buying those $5 Starbucks lattes every morning any longer. Starbucks got hammered, down 7%. Why? Well, work it out. If you drink one Starbucks coffee, and trust me, I got a Starbucks right next door. I can look out of my office window and see a Starbucks. The line starts at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now think about it. You have one Starbucks a day. That's $5. That's $25 a week. That's $100 a month on coffee. You can go buy Folgers at the store. Save yourself a fortune. You have enough money saved up over a year where you could actually buy yourself a 1 ounce gold coin. So you can start seeing the signs of consumers putting their hands in their pockets just by looking at some of the results that came out this week in Wall Street. But everybody on Wall Street is spinning it as something positive. No, this is not positive. This is very bad. And as I've said, as we speak right now, there's a lot of people in Cape Town, South Africa, who are going to be making Mr. Paulson feel very uncomfortable. Because he's got to stand by the stupid notion that the United States stands by its long-held position that the dollar is the world's reserve currency, and the United States supports a strong dollar. Now, when we talk about the dollar, you've got to understand the dollar is it's the purview of the U.S. Treasury Department. And you may know where I'm going with this one, because I've got to say this. But I want to give you a little bit of background. Because what I'm going to talk to you about is this unfortunate thing called patriot mythology. And patriot mythology is followed by a lot of people, naively followed by a lot of people. Patriot mythology, if you are adherent to many of these myths, you could end up in a bad place. We'll talk about it when we return.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Let me give you a little background. I've been associated with or in, whatever way you'd like to define it, the Patriot Movement for the last 15 years. And when I say that, I mean to say that I've been hosting radio shows for the past 15 years, dealing with obvious matters of concern to people who have a strong belief in the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights and America's founding and all that other good stuff. I got involved in it just simply because, and Waco did play a big part in it, but simply because I was seeing things develop in the United States, the land of the free, the home of the brave, that were very reminiscent of what I had witnessed up close and personal in South Africa, when South Africa embarked on its policy of its war on terror. Now, some people may say, well, back in 1992, we weren't dealing with the war. And yes, we were. After Clinton got elected and we had Ruby Ridge and then Oklahoma City, Clinton was attempting at that time to push through. And he wasn't successful because the Republicans blocked it because they thought it was fascist in nature, a Patriot bill very similar to the current Patriot bill that we have. And back then I said, look, let me explain to you what happens in a police state. Let me try and educate you as to what ultimately, if this bill passes, where we're going to be. And I pass that information on simply because of the fact that I've personally experienced it. I understand how to live within a system of a totalitarian police state, quasi-fascist government operates. And they all operate the same. It doesn't matter whether they're in South Africa, whether they're in America, whether they're in Pakistan. They're all the same. They all do exactly the same things. It is a small group of people who wield unbelievable amount of power, and they wield that unbelievable amount of power because of the power that they have backing them up, i.e. the government, which is the reason why I say the government is a beast. This is a David and Goliath thing. And in order to beat Goliath, you've got to understand certain rules of the road. If you want to play in this game and stay free, then you've got to understand the rules of the game, because they are well-defined rules. Because if you as an individual think that because of some deep held and God bless you, strong convictions that you have to oppose whatever the beast does, understand that the beast is going to spank you. And unless you know the rules of the game, it could be, one, very costly, or two, you will lose your freedom altogether and you'll end up sitting in a dark, dank cell somewhere, completely useless to anybody else, including your family and friends. I've said many times, living in a police state, you've got to assume everything. You've got to assume they're listening to your phone calls. You've got to assume they're reading your mail. You've got to assume that your friend, who you don't know too well, actually works for the government. You've got to assume a lot of things. Once you've assumed these things, you can actually live a very healthy life. But if you're going to go against the beast, you better understand what you're up against, because he shows no mercy whatsoever. I mean, it's an unfortunate thing to talk about, but the facts are the facts. And I managed to survive a decade under a totalitarian police state in South Africa. Even the lippy person that I am, because I always buck authority. And I used to buck authority. I helped set up a radio station in another country so we could broadcast stuff into South Africa. But I did it within the rules and the guidelines, to where the government could not throw me in jail as a suspected terrorist for 90 days or 120 days and all that kind of good stuff. Because I knew what the rules of the game were. And I learned the hard way, the rules of the game. What I'm telling you now is just, this is street smarts. This is not stuff you're going to learn in a college. There's no course that you can take that's going to teach you this stuff. This stuff you learn the hard way. You learn it on the street. Now, in these 15 years, there's been many different movements within the Patriot movement that got a little silly. For instance, I understand the people out there, well, you know, driver's license. Well, I don't need a driver's license. Don't need to register my car. Well, what are you in fact doing? And basically, you're waving a red flag in front of a bull. You're waving a red flag in front of the beast saying, here I am, come and take me. Because no matter what principle you think you stand on, that is not going to serve anybody any purpose whatsoever, because the cop is simply just going to arrest you, throw you in jail. The judge is not going to listen to a word you say. Yes, I know the criminal justice system is a complete fraud in and of itself, but the facts are the facts. When we come back, we'll get into NorFed and the NorFed dollar. You may not like it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Welcome back to the flip side, Robbie Noel with you, and we're going to be talking about the North Fed dollar. Just understand, I mean, there's a lot of people that, let's take Ron Paul, for instance. How do you defeat the beast? Well, Ron Paul understood that if he was going to run for president, he had to run for president on the Republican ticket. He had to operate within the rules of the beast. Had Ron Paul announced his presidency as an independent candidate, there would be no Ron Paul revolution as we speak, because that would have given the media no reason to cover him whatsoever. He is playing within the rules, within the systems. This is why we have a Ron Paul revolution, and please God, he gets elected president of the United States. But he understood the beast that he was up against. He knew full well that if he didn't sign on to the Republican ticket, he would be nothing out there. Nobody would pay any attention to him. Wayne Haig, the rancher from Nevada, now deceased, knew that when he took on the Bureau of Land Management, he knew how to play within the rules. He took on the government. He had the financial resources to take on the government, which most people do not have. But he knew what the rules were, and he won. When anybody manages to defeat the beast, you will always find that simple common thread that runs between them, and that they knew what the rules of the game were. Yes, my friends, it's a game. It's like any other game. You've got to know what the rules are. If you want to win at the game, learn the rules. Now, the good folks at NorFed, and I'm not disparaging them. Their intentions were noble and great. I agree with their whole philosophy about having a gold and silver currency as opposed to the fiat money. I agree with them that NorFed dollars are worth more than Federal Reserve notes, although I question a lot of the mechanics behind it. I never figured out why should I pay $10 for a NorFed dollar when I can buy an American Silver Eagle for $7. But that aside, their concept was good. Their philosophies, I agree with wholeheartedly, for goodness sake. They believe, as I do, in Ron Paul. They issued the Ron Paul dollar, for goodness sake. I mean, I'm getting people sending me emails. Do you know how much a Ron Paul dollar is now worth? I mean, it's, no, I don't. All I know as a dealer in gold and silver, if you said to me, I've got a silver NorFed dollar, what will you pay for it? I will tell you, I will pay you spot, because that's what it's worth in my mind. I'm not going to pay a premium on a round. These are what NorFed dollars are. They're rounds. A simple round. There's a plethora of rounds out there. There are Liberty rounds. There are all kinds of rounds out there. They're just pure silver. They look like a silver dollar, but they're pure silver. It's a round. Now, NorFed, I think, made... well, its biggest error it made was calling them dollars. Look, the U.S. The Treasury has a monopoly on the term dollar. It is part of the U.S. currency. It is recognized worldwide as what a dollar is. It is their product. They protect their brand name just like Coca-Cola protects its brand name. Except when you are talking about legal tender of a country, you have various government agencies that are tasked to protect that currency. In this instance, the reason why the Secret Service were there is because of that very reason. It's the same. Look, the Secret Service has got basically two missions in life: protect the president and protect the currency. Period. End of story. That is why if you threaten the president's life, you'll get a knock on your door, and it'll be the Secret Service. If you want to put a $100 bill through your copying machine and try and palm it off at 7-Eleven, you're going to get a visit by the Secret Service. That's their job. By calling it a dollar was a huge mistake, in my opinion. And they should have known this. They should understand this. There's a part, I mean, the reason why they came down on them, well, there's a number of reasons. When NorFed was originally created, and I guess it was in the late 90s, and it was bad timing on their part, because you've got to go back there and think about what was happening under the Clinton administration. As I mentioned before, we had just come off the Oklahoma City bombing. Militia were the greatest, trust me, pre-Al-Qaeda. Militias were the greatest threat to American stability. We had defeated the Russians. We didn't have anybody to hate. We weren't hating Muslims at the time. So we had to hate somebody. And because of Waco, because of Ruby Ridge, because of Oklahoma City bombing, the logical target of the attention was the militias. And we didn't, and I use that term very loosely, we in the Patriot movement didn't help our cause much anyway, because we kind of looked like crazies dressed in camouflage and running through the bush with automatic weapons. And so it was easy for us to be demonized. And then it was obviously, then the segue was taken into white supremacy and neo-Nazis and all this kind of good thing. So when they launched the NorFed dollar, it was immediately attached to the Patriot movement. Well, these are crazy people. These are people that want to overthrow the government. And this fell right into the lap of one Morris Deves in the Southern Poverty Law Center. Morris Deves in the Southern Poverty Law Center, some of you may know this, some of you may not, but they pretty much controlled the Justice Department under the Clinton administration. They had their people in the Justice Department, because not only did Morris Deves and the Southern Poverty Law Center make a huge amount of money with the Patriot Movement, they had militia websites up there, and they used it to raise money. These people are going to go around. They're going to kill all the black people. They're going to kill all the Mexicans. I mean, it was nuts. The Southern Poverty Law Center created a whole industry, made millions of dollars. And so when NORFED came along, it was immediately seized on by Morris Deves, Southern Poverty Law Center, with his cronies at the Justice Department, because this was a way that the militias were going to fund themselves with gold and silver. it was too unbelievable. So the file was already opened on NORFED way back then. And over time, it had to become apparent to the folks at NORFED that the U.S. Treasury had a problem with them calling their coins dollars. I mean, if you look at their coin, you'd be hard-pressed to say it didn't look like an official government product. The government's very protective of things it's got a monopoly on. You may have the greatest desire to feed the hungry children in America, and you decide the way you're going to fund this all is you're going to set up a lottery. Well, go try that and see how long it takes for some government official to come and spank you, because the government's got a monopoly on lottery. Try and set up a multi-level marketing scheme. The government's got a monopoly on that. It's called Social Security. You may know this. Anybody tries to set up a pyramid scheme is immediately slammed by the... They protect their monopolies. So what the folks at NORFED were doing were waving this huge red flag in front of the government. And it should come as no shock or surprise that after statements earlier this year by various Treasury officials saying that, you know, people who are trading in NORFED dollars, better watch out. You could be opening yourself up to criminal investigation. I mean, it should have been apparent to these people at the time that they were challenging the beast. And the beast has the power. They shouldn't be shocked or amazed that the beast came down and took all their stuff. Is what the beast does, and he can do it. They could have changed the name to, you know, whatever, NORFED Rounds. They wouldn't have had a problem. That wouldn't have violated any statutes whatsoever, because it wasn't competing per se with the U.S. Federal Reserve note or the national security. And trust me, when you start threatening the dollar, no matter how benign it may seem, it is part and parcel of national security interest. The strength of the dollar is a national security interest of the United States. Anybody who seeks to undermine that in any way, shape, or form, you better watch out. Now, as I said, the concept is good, the theory behind what they were doing was good, but they just didn't understand the rules of the game. And unfortunately, a lot of Americans don't understand the rules of the game, because unfortunately we still live in this little cocoon that we think that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is there to protect us, as it actually is, but it doesn't. The criminal justice system in this country is completely broken. You are guilty until charged. Forget this innocent until proven guilty. That's a myth. Why do prosecutors have a 99% conviction rate in America? They have a 99% conviction rate because when a person is charged by the United States government and they get that indictment in their hands, it says United States government versus John Smith. Just think about what that actually means. That the prosecutors have the full weight, the full power of the government behind them and their charge against you. And the only way that you have a possibility of beating them is if you have a very large bank account, and hopefully one that hasn't been seized. Most people, 99% of them, that are charged with a crime will cop a plea. Number one, it's less expensive. And number two, you get a couple of options in the criminal justice system. I mean, look at O.J. They say O.J. Simpson is facing life in prison. For what, armed robbery? Yeah, because there's like 13 counts. Each count, 5 years, $250,000. Prosecutors load up indictments with a whole litany of felony charges. Look, Barry Bonds. They say Barry Bonds is going to go to jail for... He could go to jail for 30 years. You tell someone you're going to go to jail for 30 years, if you want to take this case to trial, you will probably, if you're found guilty, you will go to jail for 30 years because the judge is a hanging judge, and if you knew you were guilty and you didn't plead, cop a plea, then you wasted the judge's time, you wasted the court's time, and so he throws a book at you. Hence the term hanging judge. So the system is stacked against you, no matter which way you look at it. And so you've got to understand how to play smart in these instances. And don't get paranoid out there. I mean, there's some of you out there really got to take a chill pill. Because when you're in a state of paranoia, you're completely useless to anybody else around you. And you listen, and you've got to be able to listen. There's a lot of radio programs out there where a lot of people say really stupid things on a consistent basis. All done to, I don't know, motivate people to do something. Let me tell you something about me. I don't tell you any stuff or relay any stories to you under the guise that it's going to be good for business for me. I was working with another gold company prior to the build-up with the war in Iraq. That war was very popular, especially among the so-called conservative patriot movement. I was just outspoken about the war back then as I am today. And war, its repercussions, what it does to people. And I almost will guarantee you I lost a lot of business because of my stand against conventional wisdom. A lot of these people in my industry will use whatever fear factor they can conjure up in order to sell you their products. I don't do that. I don't tell you to buy gold and silver or numismatic coins or European coins to do that because of fear of government confiscation of gold and silver. And for those that have talked to me personally, you know, I tell you, out of everything you got to worry about, take that gold confiscation thing and put it right at the bottom. Does this mean that the government's not going to confiscate gold and silver at some point in time? No, the government does stupid things all the time, and there's better than a 50% probability they will do more stupid things in the future. But is it realistically something that the government could do? No, because there's so few people that actually own gold and silver today. This is not 1933. In 1933, every American household owned gold and silver. Why? Because it was the coin of the realm. It was the money in your pocket. Today, less than 1% of Americans own gold and silver. So it's a minuscule amount. Maybe it's a couple of billion dollars. $1 billion, maybe, if you're lucky, in physical gold and silver. They will regulate purchases of gold long before they do gold confiscation. So forget about this gold confiscation thing. And then the government's not interested in me as a gold dealer. Well, I hope they're not interested in me as a gold dealer. But besides the fact I run a very squeaky clean ship, we'll have more when I return.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
900. Friends, final segment for this Friday, my favorite day of the week. Let me conclude by saying this, and it's in the Constitution. This is why I find it so tough to deal with this NorFed question. These are good people. People had great intentions. Their philosophy was good, but they just didn't understand the rules of the game. And they are supporters of the Constitution. As a matter of fact, I even know they, when they sell the Norfolk dollar, they used to include a pocket Constitution with the orders. And in that Constitution, there's a little thing called Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, which says Congress has the exclusive power to coin money of the United States and to regulate its value. I mean, that is pretty much all that the Secret Service, it's all that the FBI needs to obviously go after people who want to portray something that not is what it is. And their big mistake, bottom line, was calling it a dollar. Dollar is a unit of measurement. But dollar is the brand name of the United States government. You shouldn't be shocked or amazed that someone that wants to introduce a dollar currency. I don't think they did it because Ben Bernanke was fearful that popularity of the Norfolk dollar would eclipse the U.S. dollar. I mean, that's just that's silly thinking. You got to think logical. You got to be rational out there. You can't go off on these tangents. I'm all for waving red flags in front of the beast from time to time. I do it just as a matter of course of business, but I tell you, every time I've done it, I got spanked. I mean, I do it in my own small little way, like when I get stopped at a roadblock and a guy asks me for my papers. But that's pushing the envelope, because I know ultimately what's going to happen. And it just makes life uncomfortable. It puts you in an unfortunate predicament, and bad things happen. I try to limit my connection and my exposure to government as much as possible. The only time I actually converse with the government is once a year, and I usually do it in January. I don't wait until the beast gets hungry on April the 15th. I feed the beast in January. And sometimes they even feed him more than he wants. Now, this is not for any other reason except that I know that I don't want to give the beast any options. I don't want to give him a tool that he can use to defeat me because he doesn't like the things that I'm saying on the radio. You got to be smart out there. Need a little street sense. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll do this all again next week. Till then.